Me about the third annual Loveland Shorts Film Festival. So my question first is, who is filming people in shorts in Loveland, and should I even think about watching the films? Well, the guy who is the founder of that film festival and Fred have joined us in studio, and they're here to talk about it now. Joe, if you'll turn on their mics, we have Gary Giver.
Good morning, Gary. Jeff.
I always heard you were a giver.
I love to give, especially around Christmas.
Gary Giver. Now, tell me about the origins of this festival.
Well, I am part of the Loveland Stage Company, and okay. I was looking for other types of entertainment to bring into the stage company other than just theatrical performances.
Okay.
So I love short films. And came up with the idea of bringing in a film festival. I also do a music series in conjunction with Coal Mine Records label, bringing in their artists.
Okay.
But the film festival, I was looking for things that could be done in just a night or a weekend and not using the theater when it was in use for performances or preparing for the performance.
So where do you have the film festival?
Well, it is at Loveland Stage Company Theater.
Okay.
In Loveland, Ohio.
Okay, so what kind of films are you featuring?
Well, we do short films, 20 minutes or less. I'll be at the Loveland Shorts Film Festival. So the genres that we have are horror, comedy, romance, animation, documentaries. And this year we are introducing a new genre, family-friendly films, so people can actually, you know, feel comfortable bringing, you know, their kids in to see it.
All right. So family-friendly films.
Yes.
So it won't be like the drag show they had at the Cincinnati Zoo last week or anything like that.
Well, right? We hope not. We hope not.
Okay. And these are filmmakers from all over the world?
We have films submitted from all over the world. This year, we had films from Russia, Japan, England, Mexico, Lithuania, and Estonia.
Local filmmakers as well?
A lot of local filmmakers. It always amazes me the talent that we have in this area. We actually have a couple films from the Loveland area.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice. I mean, are they first-time filmmakers? Are they veteran filmmakers? They've been making films for a while, or what?
Both. We really encourage first-time filmmakers because it's just amazing that somebody sits on an idea and they think about it for years, and then they decide to make the film, and they're just so passionate about it. One of our awards that we award to the different categories is first-time filmmaker. And then we also have veteran filmmakers that have been doing this for 5, 10, 20 years.
Okay. All right. And when is this going on?
So it is July 31st, August 1st, and the award ceremony is August 2nd.
Okay. Do you have a name? I mean, the Academy has the Oscars, there's the Emmys, there's the Tonys. Do you have a name for your awards?
The Loveland Shorts Film Festival Award. So we don't have a specific name.
You should call them the Shorties.
I love it. I love it.
You should call them the Shorties.
I love it.
You know, I'm going to trademark that and sell it to you. How about that?
How about the short lovelies?
the short lovelies in the land of
the love. The lovely shorts.
Great idea. I'm not sure how much I can pay for it. Well, great idea.
We'll see. Is there, what's the charge for people to come and view the films?
So we have different categories that people can select. One is a VIP pass. That's $30 a day.
All right.
So that includes a coffee hour, coming to the workshops, the screenings, after parties, and we also do a pre-event for our VIP ticket holders on Thursday night that is a RSVP only.
Oh, okay.
And also
the family-friendly special.
Yeah, we have the family-friendly special on Friday morning. But another ticket option is just a standard day pass. So that gets you into the films, the screenings, the workshops, and the coffee hour. And then if people don't have time to spend the entire day there, they can, at the ticket window on the day of the festival, they can buy a $10 ticket to see a specific block of films.
Okay.
So our blocks run anywhere. The family-friendly section runs for an hour. Most of the blocks run for an hour and a half. On Saturday evening, we have a two-hour block to close out the festival before the awards.
All right, very good. I tell you what, we'll come back and just have a little clip from one of the films, a music clip we're going to play, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Loveland Shorts Film Festival, which again kicks in a week from tomorrow on July 31st at the Loveland Stage Theater. And find out what's... Is there popcorn?
If you want to bring popcorn, absolutely.
Okay, so you don't provide popcorn, not even for VIPs, but you can bring some popcorn.
You can bring some popcorn if you like.
Okay, because I can't watch movies without some hot buttered popcorn. 826 at 55 KRC, the talk station.
Overdose deaths, once thought unsolvable.
We have made four arrests, what we'll call cold cases.
A remix of the classic 867-5309, done originally by Tommy Two Tone in the 1980s. I know, I played it when it was new on the radio. And that's actually Tommy Two Tone in that revamp from one of the films in the Loveland Shorts Film Festival. Which film is that from, Gary?
Well, it is a, I failed to mention, one of our genres is music videos.
Okay.
So that is one of the music video films that was submitted.
Okay. Did Tommy submit that himself?
No, it was from a filmmaker in Saginaw, Michigan. I think his name is Drake Welton. Mm-hmm. And but actually, the band is No Resolve. They're out of Michigan. But Tommy Two Tone is actually performing with the band for...
In the video.
Yeah, in the video.
Okay. I believe his actual name is Tommy Tucker.
Okay.
And I knew him after the fact. I got to meet him going into another band show in Nashville when I worked in Nashville. And he had remembered me from meeting him at a concert back when the song was out, when the record was a hit. Back in the early 80s. And here we are meeting up many years later. He's out of music. He's teaching. He was a history teacher at Harpeth Hall School in Nashville. That was his original degree before he got into music. It's nice to see that he's still getting his hand in the machine, you know, to have fun with that.
Now, I don't know if Tommy is going to be at the festival himself, but I think, Gary, didn't you say the filmmaker is planning to come?
Yeah, the filmmaker is coming down for the festival. And, yeah, I don't know if Tommy, I doubt it, but it would be nice if he was there.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't remember me, but I definitely remember that encounter, the couple of encounters I had with Tommy Tucker Two Tone. Cool stuff. You know, there were so many of those. How many music videos do you have in the film festival?
Well, I think we had eight submitted, and we are showing three in the film festival. No, excuse me, four.
All right. Who votes for the awards?
Well, let me take just a minute to explain the process.
All right.
Because we had 23 screeners. These are people that view... every film or films that are assigned to them. And we use a rubric where we have six film related questions, like about the actors, about the technical aspects, just so everybody's voting on the same thing. So every film that we have has at least seven screeners looking at it.
Okay.
So they vote on that. And then we have a curation team, a much smaller team that selects the films for the festival. And from that, we have a nominating team that selects the films that will be nominated for the awards. Then we have five independent judges that are in the film industry that will judge the films for the awards.
Okay. Very, very cool.
One of the judges, I don't know who all the judges are, but one of them is a former ABC Disney executive producer, director.
Okay.
So these are people, these are real film industry professionals.
Okay. I'd rather see the average schlub be able to vote, but that's okay. So how do people get tickets?
Well, so we have a website, lovelandfilmfest.org.
All right.
So they can, that's our website. They can learn more about the festival, and that's where they can get tickets. Or they can go to the Loveland Stage Company website and buy tickets there also.
All right. Fantastic. And the family-friendly Friday, is that what the session is? Family-friendly next Friday?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, that's Friday morning. I believe it starts at 11 and runs until noon. And again, tickets for that event are $5.
Oh, great. The Loveland Shorts Film Festival. And if you've, I think if you've been filming people in shorts in Loveland, people wearing shorts in Loveland, you should maybe make a submission for year number 4, because I think that would be a fine short film.
We'll think about that.
Uh-huh. Who wears short shorts? We wear shorts.
And if you're coming to the festival, wear shorts.
Okay, great. Gary Giver, founder of the Loveland Shorts Film Festival. This is the 3rd annual coming up next week, Friday and Saturday, and the awards on Sunday. Is that what you said?
Correct.
At Loveland Stage Theater there. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a fantastic weekend and look forward to next weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. Gary Jeff.
Gary Jeff, thank you so much.
You betcha.